from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. After more than a century of logging, California's old-growth redwood forests are only a fraction of what they once were. Today, they remain in a narrow coastal band that extends from Monterey Bay to the Oregon border. Most ancient redwoods are protected in parks, but now they are facing a new threat, as Lauren Summer reports.
Walking into a forest of old-growth redwoods, a person can feel very small. Coast redwoods are among the largest living things on the planet. The trunks of these trees can grow to 25 feet around.
You see how this tree has this big burn cavity on the side? The tree's top hasn't died back yet.
My guide is Steve Sillett, a botany professor at Humboldt State University. Redwoods are Sillett's passion. He's been studying them for 2 decades, but not from where we're standing.
From down here, you can tell that they're tall, but you can't tell too much about each tree.
To find the real action, Sillett says, you have to go up. Now, climbing a 360-foot redwood isn't for the faint of heart. This tree in the Montgomery Woods State Reserve in Mendocino County is one of the biggest in the park. It's taller than a 35-story building.
We don't use spikes or spurs. We don't injure the tree in any way when we're climbing it.
Sillett and his research partner, Marie Antoine, clip their climbing harnesses onto long ropes that are fixed high in the tree. They pull themselves up with an ascender, a metal clamp that slides up the rope and provides traction. Sillett was one of the first scientists to explore the old-growth redwood canopy. These treetops are home to an entire ecosystem of animals, fern thickets as big as a bus, and even other trees that grow among the redwood branches.
The most freaked out I've ever been was when we found the first salamander up there. And I'm like 300 feet up in a tree, and there's a salamander cruising around.
Today, Sillett and Antoine are doing a complete structural inventory of the tree.
Let's do it. Our first trap at 40, so I'll go to 40.
Dangling gracefully from ropes, they stretch a tape measure around the trunk.
321.7.
They'll also measure every branch.
We did have one tree that had 472 branches and 206 segments in it, which took about 4 days.
Sillett and his team are measuring hundreds of redwoods like this as part of an unprecedented study funded by the Save the Redwoods League. With the data, he generates a 3D model of each tree. Once they measure them again in 3 years, the models will tell him how much the redwoods are growing. But the world is changing around these forests.
Some years there's a lot of growth, and some years there's almost no growth. And sometimes there's dieback and recovery. We suspect that the really tall trees, the tallest trees in the world, are among the most sensitive things to climate change.
Tall trees, Sillett says, are already under a great deal of stress. Simply lifting water hundreds of feet from the roots to the treetops is difficult. And with the temperature and precipitation changes predicted by climate change models, these tall trees may show impacts first. But scientists aren't just looking into the future. They're also looking at the past.
So this is one of the tools of the trade.
Todd Dawson is a scientist at UC Berkeley. He's holding a skinny tool that pulls a core sample from a redwood tree. The core shows the tree's growth rings.
You can see there's some very large rings here. So it was clear that when this tree was young, it was putting on a lot of growth every single year.
The rings further from the tree's center, the newer rings, look much smaller, though Dawson isn't sure why.
They respond to changes in rainfall in a wetter year or a drier year in how much wood they put on. But not only the rainfall or the temperature is important. For the coastal redwoods, it's also the fog.
Redwoods get their water from 2 places, rain and California's notorious coastal fog. Dawson says the trees are giant fog collectors. They actually absorb it through their leaves.
The fog is a very important water subsidy for these trees, and it's been declining over the last 50, 60, 100 years.
Dawson and others are looking into whether there's a link between a warming climate and the decline in fog.
We're quite concerned about what those declines in fog actually mean for the future growth of the redwoods that grow along the coast.
And here's where the tree rings come in. By analyzing the oxygen in the wood, Dawson can tell how much of a tree's water came from fog versus rain in any given year. That gives him a forensic record of how the climate has affected the tree's growth. Given that some of these trees are thousands of years old, it's a long record.
We can then put that into models and predict, what are these trees going to respond to in the future? We may lose redwoods permanently at the drier, warmer ends of their range.
Dawson says if that happens, what they're learning in this soggy forest will help them protect redwoods. That can mean preserving more forests or even planting trees in new locations that may one day become a better environment for redwood trees. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
To see video of Steve Sillett climbing a 300-foot redwood, head to our website. That's kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Videz Family Foundation.